If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLuca. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Saturday, September 7th. We are one sleep away from the Jaguars opening up their 2024 regular season against the Miami Dolphins in Miami, 1 p.m. tomorrow. We are Travis Etienne sleeps away from the Jaguars getting this 2024 season popping. Cannot wait for it. I know y'all can't either. Today, bold predictions for this week one matchup between the Jags and Dolphins, two teams that I think internally view themselves very similarly. Both teams think that they are absolutely competitors for their division championship, division crown, and true competitors in the AFC. Whether these teams are that or not, we're going to find out over the next several weeks and months, right? Hope springs eternal at the beginning of the season, but a lot of teams will quickly find out how real they are or not, right? So we're going to find out in week one which one of these teams is more ready to go out there and win a football game against, you know, two teams that have winning records over the last couple years, certainly. Both teams have made the playoffs, had winning records. Obviously, the Jaguars didn't quite make it at the end last year, but I think that these two football teams, again, both have playoff aspirations, division championship aspirations, and internally, Super Bowl aspirations. Whether that's realistic or not, I do not know. But that's the beauty of the NFL season. You get to find everything out. So, bold predictions, though, for this one. Trevor Lawrence wins Air Player of the Week. Whatever that FedEx award, if it still is that this year, whatever it is. I can't remember. But I think he's going to have the most impressive week through the air of any quarterback. I think this will be a little bit of a coming out party for him. Obviously, he's had some incredible games already and incredible stretches of play. But after playing through injury last year and not having the best support around him towards the end of the season, there's a lot of discourse about, you know, is Trevor Lawrence a franchise quarterback? Is Trevor Lawrence a top 10 quarterback? Whatever it may be. I think he's going to, again, kind of quiet the noise here. With a receiving core that I think will simply just execute better than it did last year. You know, again, Calvin Ridley and Zay Jones, we've talked about a lot here. While they made big plays, they also missed out on a lot of opportunities, whether it was, again, not getting their feet down inbounds, not catching the football, not being in the right place at the right time. There was a lot of that. And so now you've got Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, who are incredibly reliable. Travis Etienne, who I think has also developed into a very reliable receiver out of the backfield. And Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis, all they have to do is execute. Get the job done, and they don't have to go above and beyond. They just have to execute. And I think with all that said, them and Doug Peterson and Press Taylor scheming it up against this Miami Dolphins defense, which is a new defensive coordinator. Anthony Weaver has never been a defensive coordinator at the NFL level. Jalen Ramsey, is he going to play? He's questionable, just got his bag. I would assume that he's going to play. Until we find out otherwise, we'll find out 90 minutes before the game's the inactives. Tomorrow, so keep an eye on that. Obviously, we'll be able to update you. You can hit me up or hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Follow me on Twitter, and I will certainly get that information out to y'all, as will all the other great Jaguars beat reporters and Jaguars PR. But I look at this matchup. I think it's a good one for the Jaguars offense. The Dolphins defensive front. You know, if Bradley Chubb was available, if Jalen Phillips was fully healthy, like they've said he's going to be on a snap count, if Christian Wilkins was still there, if Andrew Van Ginkle was still there, yeah, I think you could look at it and say, man, this is a formidable front from a pass rush perspective. But the way it's constituted right now, there's no Bradley Chubb. Jalen Phillips is just coming back. Wilkins and Van Ginkle are gone. Yes, Calais Campbell is there. Yeah, you have Emmanuel Ogba. You drafted Chop Robinson in the first round, which I do have a bold prediction for him as well. But I think overall the Jaguars offense is going to be able to execute against this defense. I really do. I think Travis Etienne is going to have 100 total yards and a touchdown at least. And that's not because I drafted him in fantasy, which I did, second round. It's because... I think that the Jaguars have had such a focus on being able to get him just a little bit more space, a little bit more room to work with, and I think that they're going to execute just a little bit better in the run department this year. And I think they're going to get him the ball in space, and that's what you want to do. So Travis Etienne, 100 total yards and a touchdown at least. I've got some bold predictions on the defensive side of the ball for the Jaguars here. I think that Devin Lloyd is going to get an interception. This is a little bit of a bit. Last year, he was so close to getting interceptions so many times, and he obviously had the hand injury where he had a cast for a little while. There's been a lot of negativity surrounding Devin Lloyd over the last month or so. You've seen Chad Muma kind of enter the starting lineup. Both of these guys are listed as or starters, Chad Muma or Devin Lloyd next to Foye Oluokun. I still think Devin Lloyd's going to play a lot. I think he's going to get his hands on the football. I think Devin Lloyd's going to get an interception. I also think Andre Sisco is going to get an interception. This is a guy that I just strongly believe in his fit in the Ryan Nielsen defense. I think that he actually has better ball skills than Jesse Bates. I've said it many times. I think Jesse Bates, who just went nuclear in Ryan Nielsen's defense last year, is a more complete overall player at this point in their respective careers. Jesse Bates has been around longer. But I think Andre Sisco, just physically and natural, just knows for the football. I think that he is as good a ball hawk as anyone. And so I'm predicting that he's going to get a lot of interceptions this year. I've already predicted that. And I think it should start here in week one.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting back to the offensive side of the ball for the Jaguars, I do think, talking about Brian Thomas Jr., the rookie wide receiver first-round pick, I think he has at least one big 30-plus yard play and a 10-plus yard run. Now, I don't think he's going to be like the number one target for the Jaguars. I've said that many times. I think you're going to target Christian Kirk, Evan Engram, Travis Etienne, Gabe Davis, and Brian Thomas Jr. all significantly. I think Kirk and Engram will lead the way there with the targets. But I think they're going to scheme up a couple things for Brian Thomas Jr. to continue to build that confidence early on in the season. I think they'll be able to do that here in this one against the Dolphins. Looking at some Dolphins stuff, because I'm not just focusing on the Jaguars here. I'm trying to focus on the whole game. I do think Chop Robinson, the Dolphins' first-round pick, and I've talked about this a little bit, I think he's going to get Cam Robinson once. I think he's going to get a sack. Hopefully it's not at a critical moment, but I do think he's going to be able to beat Cam. He can threaten the outside arc so well with his speed and bend. If he doesn't get him on the outside arc, which he might, I think he's going to be able to get him inside. Because when you overset because you're worried about that speed, it's easy to cross your face. Especially, again, for a guy with Chop Robinson's athletic profile. I liked him a lot in the draft, and I think he's going to get a sack in this one against Cam Robinson. Again, hopefully it's not at a critical moment, but I think there's going to be a play where it's pretty clear passing situation. I don't think they're going to have Chop Robinson out there for most of the game. I think he's going to be more of a DPR type player for them right now. But a clear passing situation, whether that's like second long or third and long, and I think Chop's going to get there in the backfield, unfortunately. I have Jalen Waddle over 100 yards and a score. Tyreek Hill in between 60 and 70 yards. And that's pretty specific. My point is here, I think the Jaguars are going to do their best to try to take away Tyreek Hill. Much easier said than done, but Ryan Nielsen, I think, is a great defensive coordinator. I think they're going to say, you know, if somebody else beats us, so be it, but we're not going to let Tyreek Hill beat us. And I think Jalen Waddle's going to have bigger numbers here in this football game because they're going to give more attention to Tyreek Hill. I think both of them probably score. I just don't think Tyreek Hill is able to get free as much as Jaylen Waddle because of the attention the Jaguars are going to give him. I think one of their running backs is going to score as well, whether that's Raheem Mostert, who I think had like 21 touchdowns last year, 20 touchdowns. Devon Achane, who's been being utilized as a receiver as well as a running back. They've got so much skill. I mean, they also drafted the kid out of Tennessee, Jalen Wright, who's a speedy back too. So I think one of those backs is probably going to score too. So it's not like, I don't think the Jaguars defense is going to completely shut down this Dolphins offense. I think that'd be crazy to predict, especially in week one. But I do think the Jaguars are the better, more complete team right now. I think they have the better quarterback. And again, we'll see. Hope springs eternal early on before week one, and then you kind of start figuring things out as things go on. And week one is a weird week, so like whichever team wins, whichever team loses, I don't think it's the end of the world. You've got 16 more games to get it figured out. But you want to get it off to a good start. You do. Against an AFC opponent, against a team that really you could be competing for a playoff spot against. I think when you look at the combinations of coaches and players, the most interesting matchup is Ryan Nielsen and his defense versus Mike McDaniel and his offense. I think that's fascinating from a X's and O's standpoint, schematic standpoint, tendency breaking. That's going to be and just so much talent on both sides of the ball. I think Ryan Nielsen's defense does enough on money downs to get off the field a few times. And I don't think the Dolphins' defense is really ready to stop the Jaguars' offense consistently. I don't see it. I think both special teams units are really strong. I think the Jaguars win this one. 30-27, Cam Little makes the game-winning kick. And it's not a kick that's like super high pressure because the game's tied. It's not like he has to make it to win. And this is super specific, so we'll see how it ends up playing out. But that's why they're called bold predictions. Got to get specific here. And if we're wrong, we're wrong. It is what it is. But Jaguars 30, Dolphins 27 on a Cam Little kick. Tie game at the end. Jaguars are able to get the ball back. Last possession, Cam Little kick to win it. 30-27. That's what I got the Jaguars doing here in week one. I do think that the speed for the Miami Dolphins is going to be incredibly difficult to deal with. But when you look at good, well-coached defenses, they have been able to handle it. And I believe the Jaguars have a good well-coached defense. We're going to find out how good and how well-coached on Sunday. It is their first opportunity as a unit to go out there and show what they've got. Arik Armstead, Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, Devon Hamilton, all the rookies up front. I think Foye Oluokun is going to play a big part in this one. I think, obviously, you know, you need Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby at their best. And I think Darby did a pretty good job last time against the Miami Dolphins when he was playing for the Baltimore Ravens. Again, I think Cisco and Antonio Johnson are going to be huge too. You don't have to stop the Dolphins every drive. You can't. You just can't do it. But force field goals when you can. Get off the field on third down when you can. Try to force some turnovers. If they do that, I think they win, and that's what I have happening here. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.